Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
Your love give me such a thrill, but your love don't pay my bills. I need
that's why I want. Welcome back, 17 till the hour. Thank you very much for hanging out with me. Thanks for being part of my day. I'm Jim Blasingame. I am the Small Business Advocate and the one and only. The world is happy about that. My websites are smallbusinessadvocate.com and the one for my book. The Age of the Customer is ageofthecustomer.com and the one for my new book, The Third Ingredient, is thethirdingredient.com. That's with the number three. Adriana Bello is here. She's our new friend. She's in charge of the cross-border trade and go-to-market initiatives for PayPal, paypal.com, an organization I use every day, almost every day. I do it wherever I am, all over the world. It works for me. I've been using it for a long time. And the thing I like about PayPal, Adriana, is it just works. You know, that's what we like about technology, right? Is we like technology that just works. No drama, right?
No drama.
So Adriana, folks, Adriana is here with some research on how our customers, our overseas customers, our non-U.S. customers, are their attitudes about the trade negotiations are going on and potentially the subsequent tariffs that may be applied. We've got cheese from Canada. We've got cars from Mexico and I don't know what else from China. But and what she was pointing out in the earlier segment is that Mexico, Italy, France, they're very price sensitive, so they're going to be very jumpy about you raising your prices to cover any kind of a trade cost that you'd have to apply. But what about China? You were getting into that as we went to the break. China is different, right?
China is different. I think this is the good news for the small business. The Chinese shoppers, they look for three things: high product quality, things that are not available in their own country, and the trust that the product is authentic. So that's the three major reasons that differ from Mexico, France, and Italy, where the price is more sensitive. For the Chinese shoppers, they want to make sure that what they are buying is like unique, they can find there. Mm-hmm. So this trust is really important. So that's where we believe there is unlikely a chance that behavior change. Because even if there's a little increase of the price, the reasons that they said that they buy online and they buy internationally are not affected by this. Of course, right. It really depends on the amount of that they are spending and the total cost.
Do you think it's also part of the reason for that is that China has probably the most dynamically growing middle class in the world right now?
Although certainly there is a lot of Chinese people there, and there is a lot of new people that have asked to buy items that were not available in the past.
Well, the Chinese middle class is bigger. The Chinese middle class is bigger than America's population.
That's correct.
So that's a lot of folks.
And then you have a big middle class, and they want to buy new things. They have aspirations. Mm-hmm. So that's where they start buying online and buying abroad, because buying online for them is really part of their daily activity.
So do I need to have two different price points? Do I need to have if I'm doing business online, there's probably not a lot of negotiations in the middle there, you know what I mean? There's probably more automated stuff. Do I need to have a Mexican portal and a Chinese portal with different prices?
My advice to small business that wants to sell abroad, it's really selling abroad, is to pay attention to a couple of things. One is, if you can, provide your website in local language, then you have the consumer truly understanding what they are buying. And we see a likely increase on people that are searching for products, right, being more comfortable if the language is the language that they know. Mm-hmm. The second second advice here is making sure that you can offer the price in the money that they recognize and the currency that they have. So if you can do the conversions for those consumers, it also has the local language and local
currency. That's what PayPal does, isn't it?
PayPal is helps the business to accept different currencies from all abroad, from all different countries. We have more than 237 million active accounts today, and that can certainly help the business to grow.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, you need to take PayPal, folks. That's one thing that I've been looking for this for a long time. I mean, PayPal is awfully handy, and you need to be able to take that as well as many of the others. But PayPal does seem to be increasingly, it's not just a way of taking money, folks. It's a versatile way of taking money. Look, they're not, I'm telling you from my experience, they're not paying me anything to say this. I'm a big fan of PayPal. What about does PayPal have any services to help small business owners understand what the tariff situation is, what the exchanges are for these different products? Is there any services there available for that?
We don't have any services for the tariff, but we do have all the information that we are sharing now with you guys available in the PayPal website.
What is that? What is that website?
It's at PayPal.com. You can search for Passport for Commerce, and you can find their information about this research that was done in many other places. As I said, 31 countries, more than 34,000 consumers were interviewed. So definitely, if you want to dig deeper, you can find it there.
This is really fascinating research, folks. I've never seen anybody else do this before. So go to PayPal.com, go to Commerce, search for Commerce. Is that right, Adriana?
Passport for Commerce.
Okay. All right. So check it out. We come back. I've got a couple of other questions for Adriana. At least one she probably didn't think I was going to ask her. Tintail, stay with us. You're married, music
man. Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.